Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome back to the unofficial Eurovision Podcasts. Yes, hello, welcome back. It's the summer has finished. All the ideas of where are we going to go? Are we going to end up in some festival field? Are we going to end up in a tent in the middle of Tempelhof Airport in Berlin? No, we're heading to the Esprit Arena in Dusseldorf. So there we go. May 10th, 12th and 14th, 2011 is going to be the next running of the Eurovision Song Contest. I will be there along with the jukebox juries, all the commentators, all the writers. Yes, writers, coming to that in a second. Everybody will be descending on one of Germany's wonderful cultural capitals. It's big in the fashion scene and now it's going to be big in the music scene as well. For that week to 2 weeks that Eurovision is there. It's a shame we're not going to the Tempelhof Tent Arena because it would have set a precedent. It would have meant if the UK ever won, we could have just sent it to Glastonbury instead and said, nah, the Germans got to do it in a tent. We can do it in a tent in a field because we have this. But no. Staying in an arena. If you are planning on heading off to Dusseldorf, keep an eye out for hotels and flight deals. Quite a lot of the hotels are booked up, but there's still stuff in the fringes, and I suspect a lot of the block bookings will open up through tour operators and packages as well. Flights pretty good. Dusseldorf is close by. Cologne is just as close, 30, 40 minutes on the train, so you shouldn't have any problem getting to Germany to find your stuff. Just remember, Dusseldorf does have an umlaut in it, so it's D-U-U-M-L-A-U-T-S or D-U-E-S if you really can't be bothered. Otherwise, you'll be saying something that the Germans don't like. Right then, yeah, I did mention writing there. As I said, before the summer break, the podcast was looking for a new home. It has been found and carved out of the internet and given its own little tiny URL. It's www.escinsight.com. It's for the Eurovision Insight. As well as a podcast, you will find articles, features, interviews and reviews from myself and a bundle of other writers who are all coming on board. It's not going to be a daily news site. You have ESC Daily, ESC Today, Oigo Times, 3minutes.me, your bundles of them out there. The idea is that that website will be sort of like a weekly thing, like Newsweek or the New Statesman, the Spectator in the UK. It's sort of going a little bit more in-depth, your big articles, you know, every week or so. Just, you know, give me something to really get to grips and think about. So if you want to get involved, pop along and read the site. If you want to get writing and have anything you'd like to pop in there or just get in touch with me in general, it's ewanspence@gmail.com. Right, I'm back from the summer break. We are now past the deadline of when you can air a song. Any song that you hear now can be eligible to run off into the grand final. It used to be that you had to wait 6 months. 6 months before the grand final, any song had to be premiered after that date. It was brought forward into September so that a lot of the national finals could start doing pre-heats and web finals and jokers and such like. So basically we're now into the national final season. It is starting now. The first actual contest winner, as in the song and the artist, should be announced December the 11th. By Switzerland. We already have a couple of artists named on those. Cyprus has got Christos Mylordas, who won the talent show performance. They'll be choosing a song for him at a later date. The Netherlands have went for the boy band 3JS. That's Jan Duels, Jaap Kapvin and Jaap de Wit. That's 3J's. So it's 3J's, not 3JS. There we go. They're doing pretty well. Now, they're big names. Their first self-produced album came out in 2007, went to number 6 in the charts. Next album went to number 4, currently in the third album, which is doing very well as well. They'll be presenting 5 songs to the public and professional jury to be chosen at some point early in 2011. And, of course, we have Lena, who will be representing Germany as the defending champion. Now, this is a risky, risky move. It's interesting because you get to see her twice. You have to assume that she's going to recap last year's winning song at the top of the program, and then come back later on to sing the new song. So she's going to be seen twice. Double view by the audience. Not quite sure whether that's good or bad. It's also interesting because it's been over 50 years since we've had a defending champion come back to Eurovision. Liz Assia, who won the very first contest in 1956, came back in 1957 and came a joint 8th out of 10. She was beaten by Corey Brocken in 1957, who came back in 1958 and came 9th out of 10th. Interesting, Liz came back that year as well, just run 3 years running, and she came 2nd. The only double winner is Johnny Logan, but he didn't do it back-to-back in 1980-1987. Five songwriters have won multiple times, Johnny Logan being in there as well, thanks to Linda Martin's one. So Johnny's only three times. Songwriters are doing double. So what Lena has set herself is a very tough challenge. But admittedly, if you'd said last year, what's the toughest challenge? It would be Germany to win. So there you go. All still up in the air. Lots to talk about. You know, we've got countries coming back. Austria's definitely back. Hungary is considering it. And Italy is always on the fringes. Slovakia are considering whether to stay or go. It costs a lot of money to enter Eurovision and put it on all the stuff in the background and keep everything going. But 87.5% of TV viewers in Slovakia said, we want Eurovision. So we shall have to see what happens with that. Big date for your diary is March the 14th, 2011. That's the cutoff date. All your songs need to be nominated by then. All your singers need to be chosen by then. That's when everything gets locked down, unless you're Ukraine, and then you get another week. But before all that, there's tons more Eurovision action because there's all the national finals to go through. We'll be taking you and giving you the highlights of them every week here on the unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. We also have Junior Eurovision coming up on November the 20th. Mostly Eastern European entries, although Belgium and the Netherlands are in there as well. You will be able to watch that live, as always, Eurovision.tv if it's not carried by your national broadcaster. We will be looking at the songs here both on the podcast and on the Eurovision Insight website, www.escinsight.com, with thoughts and previews on the contest as a whole. And the big question, why is it that so many Eurovision fans look down on Junior Eurovision? Especially as Junior Eurovision now is becoming more and more like the adult contest, to the point is we're not sure if there's going to be a 2011 version. But there we go. We'll enjoy 2010 coming through in November. Previously just passed, the UK had the Eurobash fan club meeting. We're going to have a little clip of some songs from that. In fact, we'll take that just now, actually. The Eurovision Stars in Their Eyes has been a mainstay of OGAE UK. This year, Danny Lynch went one better than his second place last year. He came in first place with his version of Tom Dice's Me and My Guitar. All good times with their YouTube cameras, and you have a little nudge there. All good times, thank you very much for capturing this audio. Just to play us out, let's have Tom Dice's Me and My Guitar as performed by Danny Lynch.
People always say Thomas has gone too far, but I'm not afraid to chase my dreams, just me and my guitar. No one may ever know me, feelings inside my mind, because all of the lines I
got it wrong. Tell me everything will be okay.
with his winning rendition of Tom Dice's song this year, which done a lot better than a lot of people were expecting. Right then, there are Eurovision events going on around the world. One of them, this is going on this weekend in Edinburgh, is Korn Song 2010, where a whole bundle of UK Eurovision fans, myself included, will be gathering and listening to the songs that came in second place in the national finals, and would they have done any better? Which was the best second place song at Eurovision? Well, I'll let you know what happens back on the website and here on the podcast at a later date. We've got, as I said, Junior Eurovision coming up throughout November, and then we have all the national finals and the news and the views of all the jokers, wildcards and heats to come through. It is going to be a busy end to 2010 for Eurovision fans going into 2011, with a contest coming as far west it has been in a long, long time as we head over to Germany. If you're going to Germany, if you're going to Eurovision, then you'll be able to share the excitement. If you're not, then you can pop along and make sure that you never miss any of the fun and adventure by listening to your unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. I'm Ewan Spence. It is great to be back. I'll see you next week.